Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. Thank you so much for joining me. This is episode number 493. Today, we're going to bring you interviews that I did at a Touch a Turk event at the Centerpoint Church in Gahanna. So I met a lot of great people while I was out there, and I want to bring those interviews to you. But before we get started, let me remind you, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And if you would please go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. It's Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Also, all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. So don't be shy. Feel free to go there and look up old episodes or even... And you know what? You can watch live on ustreamtv.com. Just search either Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile. Okay, so at the Touch a Truck, which was an awesome event, we were able to meet a lot of great folks, and so let's go ahead and listen to some of the interviews that I did while I was there.
Hey, what's your name?
Tanner.
Tanner?
Yes.
All right, Tanner, how old are you?
13.
13. And what's the first thing that comes to your mind when I say the word dentist?
Tooth.
What's your name?
Josh.
Josh, how old are you?
12.
And Josh, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when I say the word dentist?
Appointment.
Appointment. Okay, dentist appointment. Good, good. So you go to the dentist?
Mm-hmm.
How's it go?
They go in, clean my teeth, and get me out.
Are you happy? Are you comfortable? Do you like going to the dentist?
I like the dentist because it feels nice to have clean teeth.
Well, that's great to hear. It's great to hear. So what do you guys do for a living? What do you do, Josh?
Gaming.
Okay, and what's your favorite game when you're doing your gaming? Minecraft?
Overwatch.
Overwatch? All right. And what grade are you in?
Seventh.
Seventh. And Tanner, what grade are you in?
Seventh, but I finished school, so I'm going into eighth.
Okay. And what do you do? What do you like to do in your free time?
I like to watch Netflix and Hulu and play Mario Kart Wii.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. Do you enjoy going to the dentist?
I haven't been there.
You haven't been?
No, I have not.
Oh, we have to talk to Josh about it. See, it's pretty good. I noticed you have an extra tooth there in the front, huh?
Yeah, it's just been there my entire life.
Really? Okay. But you haven't been to the dentist to find out why. Maybe you should talk to your mom and dad about getting you in. Maybe you can grab a card. You can come to me. I'll figure it out for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks, guys. So you guys have a good time, okay?
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye now. All right, so now that Tanner and Josh have left the rolling studio, I thought I would mention Tanner has some really, really crowded, crooked teeth. And the reason I asked him about them, to be honest, I wasn't surprised to hear that he hadn't been to the dentist because it looks like he hasn't had great dental care. Now we know he has no dental care. So if you're a parent listening, you need to take your kid to the dentist and you can't wait until they're 13. I'm guessing that his teeth wouldn't be so crowded if some of those baby teeth that wouldn't fall out on their own had been taken out. So sometimes I will do that if it's clear the baby tooth isn't going to fall out on its own, and you can tell that by looking at an x-ray and you see that the roots aren't getting dissolved properly by the adult tooth below. And so what we do is we will take a baby tooth out to give that adult tooth room to erupt. And, you know, hey, while I'm at it, I may as well mention the age for your child's first visit is typically 2.5 to 3, and you might not believe your child is actually ready for that, but you'd be surprised. And something else I'll recommend is don't over-prepare your child, and certainly don't say to them, don't worry, it's not going to hurt, because once you say that, they think it's going to hurt. All right, so now I'm with a young man named Josh, right?
Right.
Okay, Josh, how old are you?
6.
You're 6. Does that mean you're going to be in second grade? First grade.
First grade.
Did you just finish kindergarten?
Yeah.
Pretty tall for a kindergartner. Are you the tallest boy in your class?
Yeah.
You are, aren't you? Very good. Do you know how tall you are?
Probably 6 foot tall.
You're not 6 foot tall. Hi there. So, tell me, have you been to the dentist yet?
Yes.
You have? Good. Is it fun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of wiggly tooth.
Show me which one's wiggly. Oh, the top one or the bottom one?
All of them.
All of them are okay.
And this one.
Okay, the top front one and the bottom front one. Okay, you want to check out the truck, the rolling studio? Is this mom?
Their aunt.
Oh, you're the aunt. What's your name?
Jamaria,
how are you?
Good.
And what's this little girl's name?
Bria. Oh.
Well. Bria? Can you say hi, Bria?
Hi.
Hi. How old are you?
How old are you?
Nick.
No, you're not six. You're three.
She's three. Okay. Okay, have you been to the dentist yet?
Yeah.
Yeah? Was it fun?
Yeah. Magical butt.
What'd she say?
She wants to ride the magic school bus.
Oh, the magic school bus. Okay. Okay.
Magical bus.
The magical bus. Okay. Do you want to sit in our driver's seat and see how fun it is up here?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go do that. Okay, come on up front. We're going to get you in the big seat so you can pretend you're driving, okay? Okay, come on way up here. Did you get in the driver's seat?
Yes.
Okay. Let your sister in the driver's seat too, okay? Can you help her get in? Okay, go ahead. He's going to help you. Hold on to her, okay? And then we're going to get a picture. You want to sit there? You don't want to sit there?
I'm right here. You're fine.
You want to sit in her in your lap?
Come on.
Or your lap? Okay. Okay, what's your name?
LaShanya.
LaShanya, and I see you have braces on, right?
Yep.
Are you trying to close the space?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. How long have you had them on?
Just about a month now.
Oh, just a month. Okay. Okay. How long are they telling you it's going to take?
Probably 24 months.
Okay, about 2 years.
Yep.
And you're in your 30s?
Yeah. 20?
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't ask you how old you are, but I can do decade.
I don't care. I'm
how old are
38.
Oh, you don't look 38. I was thinking you were closer to 20s.
I know.
And what's your daughter's name?
Anaya.
Anaya. Anaya, how old are you? Oh, she's shy. How old is Anaya?
Four.
Mm-hmm. Has she been to a dentist?
Oh, yeah.
Good for you. Yeah, because I just talked to a 13-year-old boy that had never been to a dentist.
Wow, okay.
Can you believe that? That doesn't seem right, does it?
It happens.
I know, but parents don't know. So now, a lot of people, when I tell them I can close their space, they say, yeah, well, that's kind of me. That's the way I'm used to looking at it. But I tell them I've never had anybody be sorry they closed the space.
Right.
So you're looking forward to it, right?
Yes, I'm actually excited.
Now, are they planning, they're going to be able to close the entire space naturally, or will you have to have veneers or something later?
They didn't say nothing like that.
So they're thinking they can close it completely?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that'll be cool, huh?
Yep.
Did you get a nice before picture?
Yeah, they did both, yeah.
Okay, so when it's all done, it'll be like, is that LaShanya?
And then they show, like, what it would look like when it's done, too.
Oh, good. Now, did I say your name wrong?
No, you said it right.
I said it right? Okay, good. All right, well, let me show you around the rolling studio, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'll give you a tour. So come on up here. Do you want to sit in the driver's seat and pretend to drive? You want to? Come on up. You can sit up there. Go with Mom. Mom will take you. Let her sit in the front seat, and then I'll show you the rest of it, okay? Can she climb up in there? There you go. Climb up in the seat. It's the big truck, huh? You know what's really cool? Oh, go ahead and get her picture. But while she's in the seat, if you go outside and go out to that side door, she's going to see just how tall she is, how high she is. Okay? You want to do that?
Yep.
I always have to ask. Okay, so LaShanya, we had your daughter sitting in the front seat, and then we've finished the tour, which is showing you where I broadcast the radio show from sometimes and where we do our free dentistry sometimes, right here where we're standing. And then your daughter wanted to watch TV and take a nap, right?
Right there.
But anyway, so tell me, what do you do for a living? You used to work at the dental board, I hear.
Mm-hmm.
How long were you there, and how long ago was that?
I was there 4 years. I left in 2010.
Okay. See, we're all so connected, you don't even realize it. You know, you see a stranger walking down the street, they could be married to your cousin or something.
Yep.
You know? So you worked at the State Dental Board. Tell me, what was that like?
Oh, that was good. I liked it there.
So explain the process, because people, if people are unhappy about something, they call the dental board, they write the dental board, what do they do?
Well, they have you do it in writing.
Okay, so you have to write them.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they have a process where they investigate, they ask them questions, they ask the dentist questions, and then they make a decision whether there was really any wrongdoing or just a misunderstanding. Okay. And they don't get involved in money issues, I understand.
No.
Right. So if the person thinks the dentist charged too much or should have refunded them $10, the dental board doesn't do that.
No, they'll tell them all that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now, but you don't work there anymore. What do you do now?
Actually, I do mobile stuff your own animal parties and events.
Really? So what's the name of the business?
Noah's Ark Animal Workshop.
Okay, so you'll bring a truck or some kind of a vehicle to a party, and you bring all the stuff the kids need to make their own stuffed animals?
Mm-hmm, to stuff them. Mm-hmm.
What's the phone number? How do people reach you?
Yeah, you can reach me at 614-370-4740.
Okay, sounds good. people that have a birthday party coming up, or it doesn't have to be a birthday party. It could be any event with children, huh?
Our group event, daycare center, summer camp.
Okay.
Yep.
Corporate. You're making a living doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's neat. Bringing joy to kids, huh?
Yes.
That's what I like to think we do, but people don't always agree.
Aw.
All right, well, you have a great day.
All right, you too.
All right, so many of you know we always do a Dr. Kvitko's question of the day each week, and what LaShanya said there about the dental board and how they do not get involved in money matters, that's going to be important because that's probably going to be Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. So you might want to pre-program into your phone 614-459-9769 because real soon you're going to have a chance to win free flowers from DeSantis Florist, okay? So remember, pre-program 614-459-9769. But before we do the question, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, and the question of the day is, according to LaShanya, who used to work for the State Dental Board, true or false, the State Dental Board does not get involved in matters of money. All right, is that true or is that false? The winner is going to receive free flowers from DeSantis Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call is 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
You won't believe it though. I want to hear your mind, and there's nothing else in the world tonight. She said, people don't take the time. Hey, people don't take the time.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kvitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kvitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kvitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kvitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kvitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kvitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kvitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. We had four callers on the line, and I'd like to ask my producer, who was the winner of Dr. Kavitko's question of the day? Who wins the free flowers from DeSantis Florist? Who had the correct answer, which was true? The State Dental Board does not get involved in matters of money.
Janine from Upper Arlington.
Congratulations to our winner. Thank you so much for listening and for calling in. And for those of you that didn't win this week, feel free to call in next week, okay? All right, so if you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kavitko. This is The Reasons We Smile. It's episode number 493. And we are doing Man on the Street interviews at a Touch a Truck event at Center Point Church in Gahanna.
All right, so now we have, what's your name?
Marcus.
Marcus. And your son over here?
Mason.
Mason. Hey, Mason, say hi.
Hi.
How old are you?
4.
You're 4. Well, you look cool with those sunglasses.
Thank you.
And he's sitting up in the driver's seat, going to be driving the rolling studio, huh? You want to drive a big truck like this someday?
Yeah.
Hey, have you ever been to the dentist?
Yeah.
You have a beautiful smile, by the way. So does your dad.
Thank you.
Do you brush your teeth? I take it, huh? You brush a lot?
Good. We'll
keep doing that. Twice a day? Awesome. Okay. So what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a police guy.
A police guy. Okay, and there's lots of... He didn't want to lock himself into policeman because he knows there's the FBI, there's the CIA, there's the bomb squad, right? Highway patrol. He's going to leave his options open, right?
Right. Always want to have that option. I said the category, not the exact thing, so that'd be nice.
So now, how old were you when your mom took you to the dentist for the first time?
Oh, I don't remember.
No. But you go on a regular basis now?
Twice a month. So it's like every 6 months we go?
Yeah. Twice a year. That's good. You had an accident on one of your front teeth, right?
I did.
Yeah, you got bumped.
I think it was my brother threw a baseball and it hit me in the face.
Yeah, how'd I know that?
The discoloration in the front.
That can be fixed, by the way.
Yeah, I've been told.
Does it have a root canal?
Yeah.
Okay, so they can bleach it from inside out. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, since it's already had a root canal, we make a little opening to where the root canal is, and then put a bleach-soaked cotton pellet in there and keep replacing them every couple of days for a week or two, and it should bleach it right back to the right color.
Huh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so you don't really need a crown or anything like you maybe thought you did?
I forgot what they said. They didn't really want to do a crown, but they were saying...
Yeah, because it's like a perfectly good tooth otherwise, right?
Yeah. So.
But, and it's hard to match just one tooth, but ask them about the bleaching or come to us if they can't do it.
Okay.
All right, Marcus.
I like questions.
Okay, what's your name?
CJ.
Okay, CJ. So tell me what's the first word that comes to your mind when I say dentist?
Teeth.
Okay. What's the second word?
Dentist.
No, I said dentist. You can't say dentist.
Flossers.
Okay, how old are you?
10.
So you were in fifth grade?
Almost.
You're going to be in fifth grade in the fall?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you like going to the dentist?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay,
that's
good.
Depends on what it is.
Okay. What do you want to be when you grow up?
Probably an artist.
An artist. That's neat. What kind of art? Paint or sculptures or?
Both.
Okay. Okay. That sounds cool. Do you want to check out the rolling studio and sit in the seat?
Okay.
Okay. You have a Michigan jersey on. I don't know if I should talk to you. No, I'm just kidding. What's your name?
Jaden.
Hey, Jaden. And how old are you?
10.
10. Okay, and what do you want to be, a Michigan football player?
Yes.
You
do. Then the Steelers football player.
Okay. Well, I'm okay with the Steelers, although I do root for the Browns, but no, I like the Steelers. So, and what do you think about going to the dentist?
It's okay as long as I'm not getting my cavities filled in.
Okay, so how do you prevent cavities?
Brushing your teeth.
There you go.
And flossing.
That's perfect.
And trying not to eat too much sugar.
Boy, you couldn't have said it better myself. Do you want to try out the seat? Sit up there? Okay, what's your name?
Miles.
Miles, and are you 10?
No, I'm 7, and I'm his brother.
Oh, you're the 7-year-old younger brother. Okay, what do you think about going to the dentist? Your god brother? Oh, wow, he's doing fine. So do you like going to the dentist?
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, I love hearing that. That is so awesome. Well, thank you for coming, and you're going to get a turn to sit in the driver's seat up there, okay? Okay. What were we going to say?
At my dentist, they give us toys at the end.
Toys?
Mm-hmm.
Good. What kind of toys?
You know, like where you put your thumb in those and then they pop up?
Like a sticky hand or something?
No, I don't know.
Oh, I know what you mean. You flip almost like a little frog. You've pushed down and it jumps?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We give away toys, too. And toys are better than candy. You know why?
Because you get to play with them. You don't get to play with candy, though.
Well, you play with them and they don't rot your teeth. Candy doesn't rot your teeth.
And because toys, they never end.
That's a good point. Yeah, you can just keep playing with it over and over again.
And you could also pass the toys down to your family or some other people. Like, if you can give it away for money. I wouldn't give away candy for money either.
That's a good point, too. What?
Tell
me your name again.
CJ. Okay. And also, you wouldn't want candy because then you could get cavities again.
Exactly.
And you don't have to brush your teeth or you might get your teeth drilled.
Yeah, so it's best just to not have... I am a dentist.
I could tell.
You could tell from the...
Because you have the suit on and the watch. The watch is goated.
Oh, yeah, it's just a regular watch, though. So, yeah, you guys having fun here today?
Yeah.
Good. Just got here, and this is
where we go to church.
Oh, okay.
Do you live with anyone?
Yeah, I have a wife.
Is she here?
No, she's doing other things today.
How many siblings?
Siblings? How many siblings do I have? I have 3 brothers and 1 sister.
Wow. That's kind of like my family.
Brother. I have 1 brother and 2 sisters.
So you have 4 kids in your family, and they were 5.
And
a mom and dad. You have to kind of have one of each to make it work.
Because we're a family.
Awesome. Well, you guys have fun. I'm going to go talk to some people, but you're welcome to hang around, okay?
Thank you.
Miss, what's your name?
Austin.
Austin, how old are you?
7.
7. Are you in first grade or second grade?
3rd now.
You're going to be in 3rd now, okay. So do you go to the dentist?
Yes.
You do? Do you like going to the dentist?
Yes.
Good. That's good. How about you? What's your name?
Arthur,
and how old are you?
10.
You're 10. You're going to be in 6th grade?
No.
You're going to be in 5th grade. Just finished 4th?
Yes.
Good. How about you? Do you go to the dentist on a regular basis?
Yes.
And you like going?
Yes.
Awesome. That's good. So your mom takes you?
Yes.
How old were you when you first went?
I don't really remember.
You don't remember because you were... Were you mom? Oh, mom's right here? Let me talk to mom. Okay, we're going to talk to mom. Hey, mom. What's your name?
Olga.
Olga, and these are your 2 boys that I just met, Arthur and...
Austin.
Oh, Austin and...
Arthur.
Okay. And you have an accent. Where's your accent?
I'm from Liberia.
Liberia. How long have you been here?
Close to 15 years.
Oh, my goodness, because the boys have no accent whatsoever. They were both born here, huh?
Yes.
They say if you come over before you're, I think it has to be, what, age 8 or something? If you're 8 or younger, you don't have an accent when you get to the new country, but after that, you do.
Not necessarily. Some people are born here, but they still have accent.
Okay. How old were you when you came over?
I think like 16, 17. It might be a long time.
Do you remember what the dentistry was like in Liberia?
It's good. We have the same things you guys have here in Liberia, so.
Okay. So I have all the same technology. They have a...
Technology-wise, no, they're still developing it, but it's pretty good.
Okay. Do they do dental implants there?
Yes.
They do dental implants. They have laser dentistry there?
I don't think so. I've been out there for a while, but I know they're developing it, so they might have that there.
Okay, and what was the name of the town you were in?
I live in the city. It's called Monrovia, Liberia, in Mamban Point.
Monrovia, Liberia?
Yeah, Mamban Point, where they have like the American Embassy and all of that.
Oh, okay. Okay, very cool. So the kids are going to the dentist, I see, and they like going, so congratulations to you for making sure they go.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back. You can take me as I am, not just a little bit. I don't know who to be. I'm a paper cup, baby, of the sea. I know you see it too, cause you're too much for me.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigert from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All right,
right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, episode number 493. And we're listening to interviews I did, Man on the Street interviews at a Touch a Truck event at Gahanna Central Point Church.
Okay, so now I'm in the rolling studio with a gentleman who has a mobile soup kitchen that he takes to the bottoms. What's your name?
My name's Kevin Ramsey.
Kevin Ramsey. Okay, my producer's last name is Ramsey.
Oh, really?
One of my producers. Yeah, yeah. How do you spell yours?
R-A-M-S-E-Y.
You're not related. They spell this differently. But anyway, okay, so tell me about what you're doing here with the mobile soup kitchen.
We're called Columbus Relief, and every week we go down to the bottoms of Columbus, and we take our mobile soup kitchen down there and just set up tables and chairs and offer hope, love, and joy to the folks down there. Try to get as many folks as we can in the recovery.
So you were telling me that you see a lot of really bad teeth. Tell me why you think that is.
Well, it's between people that have long-term drug use on crystal meth, fentanyl, and yeah, I see a lot of bad teeth down there, a lot of poor personal hygiene, oral hygiene.
How did you get into helping these folks? What made you buy the bus and go down and start helping people? I mean, who funds it?
We're privately funded by people's good hearts and everything. We're funded by great individuals, and Center Point Church, Gahanna, helps us out tremendously. And how I got started in all this is I was out there on drugs for 18 years.
Really? Really? Now, I complimented you on your smile when you first walked in. How'd you manage to keep your teeth healthy if you were addicted to drugs for all those years?
A miracle, believe me. God, it was all God.
Okay, all right. Now, do you do anything else? Are there other vehicles that come for these folks, or is it all just, like you said, food and love and support?
Yeah, it's now I've been going down there for about 2 years, and it turns into a community every Saturday. Cars pull up with volunteers. They got things to bless the folks with tents and hygiene products, socks and everything. And I think we're starting to have an impact on this whole opiate crisis down there.
Okay. Now, we've noticed it get worse in the last 3 to 4 years, have you?
Oh, definitely, definitely.
And can you put your finger on why?
It hasn't even peaked. It's complicated, and I think it's just going to take a community effort and people getting down there and volunteering and just sharing love and hope, and especially the recovery community getting involved in any way they can.
So how did you get saved from the addiction? Tell me the process.
After 18 years, I finally, they call it the gift of the suffering. I lost my children in the process, my wife, my home. I was homeless, my vehicle, and basically it brought me to my knees. And I have a thing called a moment of clarity, where God just basically intervened in my life and said, either you ask for help or you're going to die.
Wow. Okay. So the gift of suffering, you have to really be suffering in order to see your way back.
Yeah, yeah. And hopefully folks don't got to go that low. That's what, with early prevention and education and with the kids and everything, we can get into the schools and educate them about substance abuse disorders, and mental health plays a big part in it. So we can get to them before they have to go through.
So, Kevin, that's a really cool story, and it's really awesome that you are now giving back and you're helping people that are currently at a low point in their life. And it really gives you a great feeling to help people, doesn't it?
Oh, it's tremendously. How else can I keep my own recovery or my own sanity? I got to keep giving back. I got to live life on mission. I got to live life on purpose. And the way I stay clean and sober is to try to help as many individuals as I can, one at a time.
Okay, so Kevin Ramsey, tell me the name of what you do and how, if people want to come and see you or receive some of the free soup and love and support, how and where?
Our organization is called Columbus Relief. And you can get a hold of us at columbusrelief.org. And my phone number is 614-743-5919. And I just would love to see everybody come out and get involved and help us out.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, doctor.
All right. Well, that looks like all the time we have. So don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko and visit my office Facebook page and like us. It's Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Also, please remember that all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. Be sure to tune in next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588 or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.